In this particular podcast, we are going to look at the poem called Inverse Need, which was written by Gerard Manley Hopkins. Before you listen to this podcast, read through the poem Inverse Need in your Poetry Speaks textbook and think about what impression of nature and its preservation that you get from reading the poem. The first heading is subject matter. Inverse Need is a small rural settlement on the shore of Loch Lomond in Scotland. The poem is about the Arklet Water, an upland stream that flows into Loch Lomond. Hopkins describes in detail the different characteristics of the river, its colour, its movement, its shape, and the landscape through which it flows. The poet clearly values the wild and wonderful beauty of nature and makes a plea that man does not destroy such wilderness. The next heading is theme. The poem is written in praise and appreciation of a place that is admired for its beauty and remoteness. The poet argues that such places of wet and of wildness should be conserved by man, and feels the world would be diminished and bereft if man was to alter these natural environments. The theme is so important and so relevant to our world today, when there is such a global focus on climate change and the unsustainable exploitation of natural resources, such as the deforestation in the Amazon rainforest in Brazil. The next heading is quote 3. Look carefully over the poem again in your textbook and select 3 images, phrases or lines from the poem that you found memorable or appealing for one reason or another. Write each quotation into your revision worksheet and then briefly explain why you have selected each one. The next heading is imagery. Hopkins creates several detailed and very striking images of the river. He begins by imagining it as a powerful horse as it roars down toward the Arklet Falls, referring to it as a darksome burn, horseback brown. The froth or foam at the base of the waterfall is compared to a fawn-coloured hat blown across the lake by the wind. Other descriptive phrases include wiry heath packs and flinches of fern and the bead bonny ash that give the poem a painterly quality. The details in these images tells us that Hopkins observed nature very closely and then used language with great originality to convey the aural and visual and tactile picture to us. An example of visual imagery can be seen in line 1. This darksome burn, horseback brown. An example of an aural image is in line 2. His roll rock high road roaring down. And an example of a tactile image is in line 6, turns and twindles over the broth. The next heading is language. You might find some of the language to be a bit confusing. Some words are local to the Scottish Highlands, such as brae, meaning a steep bank or hillside above the river, and burn, which is a Scottish term for a small stream. These are dialect words that we might not be familiar with. Hopkins also invented his own words in places. An example in this poem is the word roll rock. There is no such word in the dictionary. So, Hopkins, in wanting to convey the flow of the river as it streams over rocks, condenses the idea into a word he coined himself, roll rock. Another word coined by Hopkins is twindles. In line 6, he uses it to give us a sense of the foam on the plunge pool at the base of the waterfall being turned by the wind and dispersed across the lake. You can read some more examples of Hopkins' use of language in the Technique Keynotes revision card in your Poetry Speaks textbook. The next heading is form. The poem is composed of 4 quatrains. There is a regular rhyme scheme in the poem. You can see that the pattern is AABB in stanza 1. Does this pattern continue in each of the other stanzas? Note that in stanza 4, the same end rhyme continues through each of the four lines. Bereft, left, wet, and yet. Another interesting point is that stanza 1 and stanza 2 have only 3 punctuation marks, compared to 6 in stanza 4. Less punctuation adds to the flow of the poem to suggest the flow of the river, while more punctuation slows the rhythm of the poem as the poet becomes more reflective and asks us to also pause and reflect on his question, what would the world be once bereft of wet and of wilderness? The next heading is sound. Hopkins gives us a striking visual picture of the river flowing into Loch Lomond, but he also wants to convey something of the sound of the water as it spills over the Arklet Falls. Of course, Hopkins believed that poems should not just be read, but also heard, so the sound of the poem is very important to him. In this poem, there are several examples of sound effects, such as assonance, alliteration, and consonants. We can see consonants in the description of the river's flow, roll, rock, high road, roaring, in which the strong flow of the river is suggested by the repeated oar sound in quick succession. The slower motion of the river further upstream is suggested in the phrase, the brook threads through. The alliteration in that repeated T sound is a softer sound as the stream winds its way around the valley sides. You can read more about sound in the Zoom In quick reference card in your Poetry Speaks textbook. The next heading is tone and mood. The tone is joyful as the poet observes and vividly describes the flow of the river down the valley and into Lake Lomond. The tone is also apprehensive in the final stanza, where Hopkins imagines how man can exploit and change places of wilderness for short-term gain, a move, according to Hopkins, that would leave the world bereft. The mood is reflective and cautionary in the closing stanza, as the poet pleads that the wet and wild natural places be conserved for future generations. The repetition of the phrase, "let them be left," suggests how strongly the poet urges us to protect places of natural beauty, such as Inversnaid. The final heading is personal response. What were your impressions of the poem's setting? Do you think it is a place which you would like to visit? Do you think this poem is relevant in our lives today? Would you like to see this poem printed in a poetry anthology about planet Earth? Suggest why.